Now the next president will have to deal one way or another with Hugo Chavez. It's hard to imagine that a President Obama or President McCain would have a worse relationship with a Venezuelan leader than President Bush does. Mr. Bush has accused Mr. Chavez of trampling the rights of Venezuela's opposition and stirring up trouble in the region. For his part, Hugo Chavez has called George W. Bush the devil. But Mr. Chavez is hinting that he is ready to let bygones be bygones. Lauren Matalon filed this report from Caracas.
Russian-made jet fighters stream in formation across the Caracas skyline. Hugo Chavez bought the jets and a ground-to-air defense system to ward off what Chavez says is a possible invasion by the empire, as he derisively calls the U.S. Pretty much everything, Chavez says, is meant to challenge the United States and offer Latin America an alternative to U.S. leadership.
¿Quién resistirá nuestra América, reunida de corazón?
Who can resist our America, joined together in our hearts, asks Chavez. Yet the Venezuelan leader has found it in his heart recently to throw the next U.S. president a peace offering. Chavez says he hopes the U.S.-Venezuelan relationship will improve once George Bush is out of office. But John McCain's spokeswoman says the presumptive Republican presidential nominee considers Chavez a thug and won't speak with him. And Democrat Barack Obama isn't too friendly either, even though he has said he'd consider a meeting with someone like Chavez. No matter who's in the White House, a new approach to Chavez and Latin America is needed, according to Venezuelan intellectual Margarita Lopez Maya.
I know President Chavez has also an ideological way of relation, so it's not going to be easy. But in any way, I think it could be a little bit better if any president, McCain or be it Obama, lowers a bit the importance of the ideological and tries to come back in more pragmatical terms in trying to understand these societies.
Maya says the U.S. has disengaged itself from Latin America since entering Iraq, allowing Chavez to fill the vacuum by hugely outpacing U.S. foreign aid to other Latin American nations. Others agree on the need for a new U.S. approach.
The American policy has to be redesigned. Conditions in Latin America have changed.
Eli Jabalian is a member of the anti-Chavez group Soberania, or Sovereignty. He hopes a new American president will wake up to past U.S. mistakes, like forcing previous Venezuelan governments to follow policies that hurt the Venezuelan economy and set up Chavez's rise to power.
Why do we have Chavez? Well, somehow the American put him. Not directly, but they did, with their policy, contributed to put Chavez in the place he is now.
Whether Chavez truly wants better relations with the U.S., well, that's an open question. Venezuela's former defense minister, Raúl Salazar, doubts it.
Aquí el único que tiene la guerra prendida contra él, contra los Estados Unidos, es Chávez.
He says the only one who wants a state of hostilities with the U.S. is Chavez. Salazar thinks the Venezuelan president is sounding a friendlier tone now only for political purposes. He thinks Chavez is trying to score political points at home as he tries to extend his term in office. That's the grand truth, says Salazar.
Esa es la gran verdad.
Whatever the intent, Chavez isn't done dealing with the current U.S. administration. It's threatening to put Venezuela on the list of states that sponsor terrorism. The U.S. cites Venezuela's support for Colombia's FARC rebels and alleges that Caracas is giving shelter to members of Hezbollah. Venezuela's foreign minister has reacted with contempt. He says the only terrorists are in the White House. Chavez, as usual, is trying to turn the tables on his critics. During a recent conversation with reporters, he noted that South Africa's Nelson Mandela and his African National Congress were until recently on the terrorism list.
Eso de Estados Unidos elimina a Nelson Mandela de lista de terroristas.
Chavez noted that the U.S. has just taken Nelson Mandela off the list. Then he added, someday they'll do the same with us as well.
Algún día nos eliminarán a nosotros también de esa lista.
For the World, I'm Lorne Matalon in Caracas.